This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June. We're on 107.7 WTPL in the Concord, Manchester and Lakes region, as well as streaming all around the world on WTPLFM.com, which is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And anytime during the show, you can give us a call at 866-823-1077. We'd love to hear of a new place that may be opening up, or a new place you've eaten at, or a recipe you'd like to share, or if you just want to chat with us. Again, the number is 866-823-1077. We'd also like to welcome our live audience here to the Beacon Building. We're right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe, and watch the show. We'd also love for you to like us on Facebook. You can go right to Food for Thought with Carol, and we have trivia questions on there for you to be able to win some prizes. So get on there and like us, and you can be in for the running to get some prizes. So, welcome, June.
Well, hello there, Carol. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Yeah. So, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was a pretty exciting one. Of course, I gave you a little quick rundown of my husband who got in a snowmobile accident, but it could have been so much worse than it is, and he's going to be okay. He dislocated his shoulder very severely, but he's on the mend, but he's going to be out of work for like 4 weeks or more, so.
Ooh, that'll be fun at home.
Uh-huh.
We won't.
So whenever you need me, give me a call. I love you, Jen. But otherwise than that, it's always fun going to see Patty and Rex in Vermont. They're just great people. They really are. And we're thankful that Rex is also a fireman, so it was a perfect person to have.
Getting in an accident with.
Yeah, exactly, if you want that. But he felt so bad after. He was waiting on Dennis and doing everything Dennis needed for him, and it was funny.
Wow.
It was, yeah, but all is well, so that's a good thing.
Cool.
We went out to one of their haunts up there in Sharon, Vermont, or it might not even be Sharon. It's one of those small hick towns up there, and it's where all the local goes, so you know. Everything there was excellent. I had, Dennis did a fish and chips, and I did these stuffed mushrooms with crab meat. Oh, my God. It was phenomenal. And everything that was on the menu looked so good. Don't ask me the name of the place. Oh, no. 5-0 it's called. Something like that. Yeah.
Interesting. That's up in Vermont.
Yes.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So it was good. How about you?
Oh, fun. We had a, another whirlwind weekend, Carol and I.
Guys are always on the move.
Follow our travels on Facebook. We had a blast. What did we, we went to the new canoe restaurant in Bedford.
I seen that. How was it?
Excellent. Oh, my goodness. Very, very good. And I caught up with the owner, Scott Ouellette, and he's doing a great job over there. The food was
great.
Primo.
What'd you have?
We actually went Friday night and Saturday night.
Oh, that good, huh?
We got together Saturday. Friday night was just Daryl and I. And I had a greenless Greek salad.
Oh,
and
greenless?
Daryl, greenless. It was feta, tomatoes, red onions, black olives, and cucumbers tossed in like a light vinaigrette. And I got it on the side, Rocco, and it was really, really good.
Oh,
I bet. It was delicious.
Did you get anything with it?
Well, I had a little bit of he got these Kobe Pops.
Oh.
They're like little Kobe meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a bite of one. He got one of his steaks that he really likes, and I might have had a couple of bites of that. And that's, it was very, very good.
How's
delicious.
The prices up there?
I mean, you get what you pay for.
Good.
If you want something, if you want Kobe beef, you're going to pay for it. And if you want a strip, you're going to,
Yeah.
Prices are very, very suited for what you get.
Nice.
But it's good because they have like all different different types of items on the menu, which I really like. Yeah. I mean, it's a great menu. It's
Do they
awesome
have like
menu.
The small plates and stuff like that too?
Well, you know what he has? He has a bunch of sides.
Oh.
And they're $6 each.
Oh, geez.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. On Friday night, I did get Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
Mm. Roasted Brussels sprouts.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. They were delicious.
I bet. I love those.
Very, very good. Yeah. You know, they have to be done right.
Yeah, they do.
I've had them before, and I didn't care for them, and Scott does them right over there. So
they do a balsamic glaze on it or anything?
It was, I think it was just roasted with olive oil and some seasonings on it. It was really good.
Still.
Yeah, it was very good.
Good.
And Saturday night, we went back with with Michelle and Brian and friends of mine, George and Becky, which that was really, really fun. And it was Becky's birthday. And
Becky the bartender?
No. George and Becky.
Yeah.
He owns Margie's Dream.
Oh,
and Charlie's.
Okay. In Merrimack, right? No.
Charlie's is in Merrimack, and Margie's is in Manchester.
Yes.
So we spent the night with them, and then we left, and Brian went home, and Michelle came out with us, and we met Uncle Ray and Auntie Chris, and we whooped it up.
I seen a couple pictures.
Yeah, we were at the Red Arrow Diner in Londonderry at 2 a.m.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you did? Even Michelle?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
She wanted to keep going. I'm like, I think we need to go home.
That's a switch.
It was a switch. It
was. Usually.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't like that because it takes too long to get caught up on your sleep. And I don't know. But I'm okay.
You're very well put together.
You do, really.
Yes.
But we have a great show coming up. Coming right after the next break, we will be in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. And he brought Lori with him. And
nice.
Lori, we're going to hear about her her experience with Integrity. And then after that, we are going to be in studio here. Melanie from Go Juice Bistro and Juice Bar in Hillsborough is going to be here in studio. So I'm anxious to hear about that.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow we have Chef Evan Hennessy of Stages in Dover that's going to be joining us. And I'm so excited to
talk to him. Is he the one that won?
He didn't win. He was on the show, beat Bobby Flay.
Right.
So that should be really interesting. And then, of course, Julie Barron. And then Wednesday. Ken Kale is going to be my co-host again Wednesday. And I do have some big news to tell you also, but hold on. But Wednesday... Carol Soul of Miles Smith Farm is going to be in studio, and guess what she's bringing?
I have no idea.
You will never guess in a million years. It is the coolest thing ever.
Well, go ahead.
She's coming in with her pet pig.
Oh, cool.
He's a miniature pig.
Pot belly thing?
He is. She is totally trained, I guess, and she's coming in with her.
Aww.
Her name is Tazzy D. Moo.
Oh, that is too cute.
So I'm very excited about that. Ken and I both are excited about it. So
I may have to pop by to see Tazzy.
I cannot wait.
I bet.
So, yes. And then, of course, Dawn's Delights in Delaware. Chef Patrick Hall is going to do a little intro to cooking with us on Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, that should be fun. And Thursday, we have Vivian Green coming in of Good Life, which that actually reminds me to remind people that... of the Iron Chef competition that is going to be... Oh, here's my paper for it. Coming up, Iron Chef event. It's going to be held next Wednesday, April 1st, from... Oh, gosh. I think it's 5 to 9. Oh, dear. I don't have my paper here, but I'm pretty sure it's at 5 o'clock. But it's going to be in Concord. It's at Good Life NH. You can check them out on the web at goodlifenh.org. And the tickets are $25. And
you'll be a judge, won't you?
I will be a judge that
night.
That's
exciting.
I know. It should be really fun. It should be fun. And also, we had Royce D'Amelio on, a little Girl Scout.
She was so
cute. Was she amazing?
Oh, my God. She sounded like she's been doing radio all her life.
June, she was so good.
I heard almost the whole show with her.
She was unbelievable.
She was.
Yep, she really was. I mean, to sit here, Mike and I both had our mouths open the whole time, just listening to what she was saying.
She was so informative. So she taught She talked better than I do. I get all fumbled with my words.
Believe me, I know what you mean.
Yeah. It was amazing. I bet she was as cute as a button.
Well, go to the Facebook page and see pictures of her posted. Yep. She has little glasses on.
Aww.
Cutest thing ever.
It was. I was laughing the whole time because it was so cute.
It was. She was good. But if people still want to get some Girl Scout cookie orders in, and it will credit to Royce, you can go to Food for Thought with Carol, and the link is right there to still get
some
Girl Scout cookies. So.
Yeah, because she's going for a trip or something, right?
No.
My niece is doing it too, and whatever extra they make is to help raise funds for her to go to New York.
Oh, okay. Maybe they are doing that. I don't remember her saying that. But that'll be really cool. And also, so you know, at the Red Arrow Diners, all three locations, we have two Girl Scout cookie cream pies.
Oh,
a thin mint cream pie and a Samoa cream pie. That's why she was here. She was promoting that.
Nice.
That was her idea. And we had Michelle, the baker of the Red Arrow Diner, on with us. And
did you try it?
Was it good? I didn't try it.
No.
No.
I bet it's really good.
I'm watching
though.
One of meetings, so I'm being pretty good. I mean, I could have a bite, but that kind of stuff really doesn't bother me. I'd rather eat a couple French fries rather than that.
Yeah, I'm not really a sweet. Yeah. I'm more the appetizer girl. Yeah.
And before we take a break and get Rocco on, today, it's not a good food holiday for Healthy Monday.
Chip and dip.
And dip day. Yikes. You know what? I think we're going to have time, you and me, at the end of the show, so we can actually yap more about that later.
Sounds good. So did you have something you wanted to tell us?
Oh, big news.
Yeah.
Yes. It big news. I'm not sure if listeners, you know, like I've been having co-hosts been filling in until I get my regular co-host, my new co-host, I should say, who's going to be starting next Monday, and it's Mike Morin.
Nice.
So
that is so awesome.
I'm very, very excited. Mike's the one that currently right now is doing the comedy Cold Cut segment on Fridays, and he's going to be my full-time co-host. So
that is very exciting. Yeah. I think you guys are going to do a great job.
I think we're going to do good things.
He is a character.
So
that's for
hilarious.
Oh, my God. He's such a character.
He's a good guy. So, So welcome, Mike, to the Pulse family and Food for Thought. So, yes, I had all my signs changed to add and Mike.
And Mike. There you go.
Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. So,
nice.
Cool. So, you're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building right in downtown Manchester at 814 Elm Street. And we're going to go on a short break, and we're going to be back in studio with Rocco for Healthy Mondays. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me today is June, and we are live at the Beacon Building right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And I also wanted to just remind listeners that this week is Restaurant Week, seeing as though we are a food show. I need to let people know about that. But it is Restaurant Week this week. You can go to restaurantweeknh.com, and all of the restaurants that are participating, including their menu, is all put up there, and it's the whole state of New Hampshire, so you can travel around, go to different restaurants. And you know, I kind of like it because they price wise it's one fork, two fork, or three forks. So you can kind of scan through, and depending, and they're having specials for lunch and dinner. So it's like certain price ranges for each fork, one, two, or three. So it's kind of cool. And I just wanted to get that housekeeping done. We can talk a little bit more about the New Hampshire Restaurant Week a little bit later.
And then we'll do the all your credits, your...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pass we'll that down.
Too.
I can do that after.
Yes. Good idea. So let's welcome on Rocco. And Rocco, you brought a guest today. So you know what? I'm going to actually let you introduce...
Thank you.
Your guest, our guest.
Well, thank you so much, Carol and June. I feel more in my element today being surrounded by a beautiful woman.
Oh,
so.
Oh boy. But
it's
you
a little
are right.
Deep in here.
Nothing like a little testosterone to touch on Monday. Yeah, today's guest is actually her name is Lori Gooley. She was our very first customer at our Bedford location.
That is so cool. Now, did you know her before? Or did
No.
Wow.
No, not at all.
That is cool. It's okay. Go on. Sorry.
And Lori joined the Bedford location, and like most people, you know, struggled to get started and had to go through lots of you know, trials and tribulations to get herself back to where she was happy with who she was and how she felt. Eventually, she aspired to be a health coach and became a health coach. So she went out and she got her certification as a personal trainer, learned all the technologies.
Good for her.
Integrity. And now she is our social media diva wizard.
There you go.
So, Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, very, very nice. And you know, listeners, because, you know, this is radio, other than the live audience that's here at the Beacon Building. If you looked at Lori right now, you would never think that she looked the way her picture looks sitting in front of her. So you have done very, very well. And that's, I mean, you know, we know it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm. So, it is. It's a lot of work, dedication, but the outcome is totally worth it.
That tastes better than, like, taking that taste of, like, fries or a burger or something.
Absolutely.
Like that. Exactly. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about your experience.
Sure. I started back in 2008. I was extremely overweight for my height and my build. I had type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I suffered from anxiety and panic disorder. I was on medications to help with all of that. Now I'm a healthy person. I'm on zero medications.
Well, good for you.
Diabetes, and it was all with diet and exercise. So.
Wow. So you're not even a diabetic right now?
Nothing. No.
Aww, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is really fantastic.
What a testimony.
Yeah, and I feel amazing. There's nothing better than feeling amazing.
It's true. It's
and
very,
you look amazing.
Thank you so much.
You really do.
Thank you. You do. I mean, if you look at you, it doesn't even look like you in that.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, really, it absolutely doesn't. So
I've lost close to 50 pounds.
Nice.
Wow. And you've kept it off and maintained it.
I've kept it off since 2008.
Now, are you still doing three times a week workout?
I do. A lot of it's my food, though, and I know people don't like to hear that, but it really is all about the food and combining your thoughts. Mm. You know, you have to think healthy to be healthy.
That's right, right.
So.
Food for thought. What an idea.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
There's a little plug there. but I work out three times a week. I do the Easy Coach program just like, you know, you do, Carol, at the club.
Yeah.
I follow the meal plan. I still follow the meal plan. You know, I don't study the meal plan anymore because it's become a habit for me. So I know what to do, and I just do it. And it's not hard for me anymore because I want to eat that way. That's just become habitual for me to eat that way now. And when I do eat bad, I pay for it.
Right. You don't feel good.
I don't feel good. Right. So I really try to stay with what I know from that meal plan.
Right, and what makes you feel better.
Right.
Did you change your whole family's way of eating?
I did, and my three boys were not too impressed with that. But but since I was the mom and I was the one buying the food,
right?
You know, they had a choice. They could eat what I made them and learn to eat healthy like I did, or they could go get a job and buy their own food and make it themselves, and that wasn't an option for them because they'd rather just have mom serve them, you know.
But right.
So they were teenagers at the time. So.
And did they conform to your...
They did. There was lots of whining and complaining about it, but they did, and they eat pretty well now considering their ages. My son is actually a chef, and he always comes to me and tells me about all these organic deals he gets. So I think maybe I rubbed off on him a little bit.
Sounds you like did.
At least maybe
you
I did. Saved one of them.
Yeah. We always hope that, don't we?
Yeah. So they eat pretty good. And my youngest son is actually getting into bodybuilding now, and he's telling me about protein shakes and all this stuff.
So. I'd say you definitely rubbed off on
him. That's good work.
I think... You know, if the moms are the ones doing most of the buying, so if we can teach the moms what to do, hopefully that they can pass it on to their families and make their families healthy as well.
That's right. Now, I have a question for you. You know, I'm getting ready to start my week 5. And I still have one check on my bottom box because of one of the weeks or whatever. But you know what I'm so excited about, Rocco, is I'm flipping the page over. I've never done that before.
You're on the other side. Huh?
I'm almost on the, I have one more. After tomorrow, I'll be on the other side. I'm like so excited. But, you know, right now I'm at the stage where I, you know, like I went on Saturday with Michelle and, you know, I'm excited about going. I really like it. And I liked it, you know, I like when the two of us go together because we kind of like push each other, like, mm-hmm. you know. And I did my elliptical. Mm. I'll have you know.
No complaining?
We struck a deal last week that right. I didn't have to if I did it a little longer because of the, you know, it takes long to get it up to speed and all that. And Terry was there and she challenged me and, you know, because she heard me saying to someone else how I hate it. And she's like, well, because you hate it, you should be on it. I'm like, ugh. And then I feel guilty. So I did.
Right.
And it wasn't too bad. She gave me a couple little tips. So I was like, okay, not so bad. But my question to you, Lori, is, you know, I'm at the stage where I am enjoying going. Now, what part of, you know, were you into when it became rote for you to go? Like in that you like going and you know you have to go to keep what you're doing. Like,
well, let me interject into that question a little bit. Because Lori was a particular challenge in the beginning because she was on, if you don't mind me saying,
no, not at all.
She was on some antidepressants in the beginning and they were making her feel awful. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to get off of them because the antidepressants were kind of making her lethargic, that she didn't mm-hmm. want to do anything.
Okay.
And I literally carried her from machine to machine on a few workouts just to get her to fix her equilibrium because she was dizzy. She was all over the place. Or maybe
I have vertigo really bad.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it did take a while for her to be on her own, only because she was dealing with that struggle of
right.
of the antidepressant that she was on at the time. Obviously, she's not on those anymore right. and is fine. But during the time, that was one of the biggest challenges for us, is to try to support somebody who's not only having an issue with, you know, just health and weight loss, but are also on medications that are confounding what we're trying to
right.
to help this person. And because we're not doctors, we can't say you have to get off this or get off that. What we try to do is encourage them to get on a healthier lifestyle and work in conjunction with their doctor so that if they have to remove, say, a blood pressure medication because they've lost weight and they don't need it anymore, and or, you know, cholesterol medications like statins and whatnot, or even the antidepressants, because there's so much research out there that tells us now that the best antidepressant you can do is exercise.
Is exercising. Mm-hmm.
So, exactly. That said, Lori, I'll let you answer Carol's question.
Sorry for the button.
No, but you know, like I've joined and rejoined, you know, different places. And, you know, mm-hmm. when did you get to the point where, okay, you know what, this is it. This is, you know, I faced it. This is what I have to do for the rest of my life mm-hmm. to stay healthy and to be healthy. When did that psyche happen in your mind?
Oh, gosh.
Like did it take?
Well, because I had such
don't
good...
discourage me. Just kidding.
I'm going to be honest with you. I hate exercising, but I love how it makes me feel. So really, that's my motivation.
And that's it. You know, when you're done and I'm walking to my car, I'm like, woo!
Yeah, because like, if so I could happy. Convince myself to just get there, once I'm there, I'm fine. So I would like trick myself. I'm like, I'll just try it for like 5 minutes. If I still don't feel like it, I'll leave. But I never left. I'm like, I'm there. I'm doing it. I might as well finish. And once I finished, I was fine. But I think it was that first 8-week evaluation when I had such awesome results. That was like, woo, I'm going for more. Because when I first got there, I'm like, I'll be happy if I lose 5 pounds. And then I'd lost like 15. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to keep going.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I started there, it was 42.6% body fat.
I still more than you.
So, but now I'm down to 19%.
Good for you.
So,
wow.
Yeah. It's
what a drop.
Incredible.
Yeah.
You know what? We need to go on a short break. And we're going to talk exactly about after that 8 weeks, after that first 8 weeks, and what happens with your program and all that. So you're listening to Food for Thought. We're live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me today is June. We are in studio with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web also at integrityfit.com. And he brought in a guest with him today. He brought in Lori Gooley, who was his very first customer in back when you started in 2008.
September 2008. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. It's like amazing. So we were talking about, and you know, I love doing this segment. This is our Think Healthy segment, and you know, because we're all following my journey with this. And by the way, I'm in my size 12 pants right now.
I haven't
been wearing them for.
Yay. Good job.
I wasn't going to try them on this morning, and I said, should I or shouldn't I? And I did, and they actually closed.
Nice job.
And they look great on you.
I feel really good. So anyway, so what I want to talk about, because we were just talking a little bit before how I finally gotten to the other page. So I'm on my halfway mark as far as getting to my 8 weeks. What happens after 8 weeks? You know, I was at Integrity on Saturday, and I was chatting with, you know, a few women. It's always fun there. You know, we always like, how are you doing? What's going on? And one of them was kind of having, she had just finished her 8 week program and she had excellent results, but she said that she was kind of feeling like her program had started, I guess they changed her to some free weights and she didn't really care for the free weights. So they changed the program to the machines again. Or maybe it was like back and forth, she feels that, you know, the weights aren't enough. They're, you know, like kind of like she's starting all over. So can we explain what happens with the body with all this?
Many people don't quite understand the principles of exercise. And without getting into all of the deep science of what happens, basically after the course of 8 weeks, your nervous system actually starts to get worn out. And the reason why we have that update at the end of 8 weeks is to retest the individual to find out what their capacity is at that point in time. And we actually have to go back down so that the nervous system doesn't get burnt out. That's why so many people get stale and go into what's called a plateau. We eliminate that plateau by doing that update. And yes, it does make the weights lighter again, but over time, it's kind of like a zigzag ladder going up. So you go up a ways, then you come back down. You're going to go up a little bit further, come back down, go up a little bit further. And what this does is it eliminates you from ever getting into that plateau. So even though she may think, oh, my God, I'm starting off at square one, if she had lost all that weight and she's still able to do the weight she did the first time around.
She lost a good amount of weight, and her BMI went down quite a few points.
I mean, she did a great job, and she's doing the right thing. But because the science is so intricate and so
it is
so confusing to so many people, you know, our job is to be able to get somebody to lose exclusively body fat. That means that the majority of that weight loss shouldn't be coming from fat. We don't want you to lose muscle mass, because losing muscle mass again makes you lose metabolism. So we try to avoid that at all costs. That's why we're so adamant about focusing on how much protein, fats, and carbohydrates you're taking in, because we're trying to feed the body healthy, not restrict it from becoming a healthier, leaner body.
So with the way, like she was saying that she was feeling like she wasn't getting a workout anymore, like she feels she went from this point, you know,
my advice would say just follow the plan and be patient, because just like everybody else that follows the plan, including Lori, that you'll end up looking as marvelous as Lori looks today.
But I think a lot of people want instant gratification, and unfortunately, that's not going to happen.
Exactly.
It will take time. It took time for your body to get to where it is. It's going to take time to get it back.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, it takes more time to take it back off than it does to
Lori,
put it back on.
Where could somebody see your before and after picture? Is it on Facebook?
It is. It's on Facebook. It's on Food for Thought Facebook page. It's on the Integrity Facebook page. It's on the blog. Integrity.
And is it the picture of you with your little Santa hat on? Is that the picture?
Me in all my glory.
Now, you must have your before and after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Definitely. I mean, it's a major, major transformation. Mm-hmm. It really, really is.
It is. It's a physical transformation as well as a mental.
Psychological.
Oh, absolutely. For sure. Absolutely.
Especially getting off all your medicines.
That was pretty challenging because I was on two antidepressants, so weaning myself off of those was pretty horrific.
You know, listeners, at any time you can give us a call also, and if anybody has a question for Rocco, you know, please 866-823-1077. You can talk anonymously if you want, or you can, you know, introduce yourself either way. But if you have some questions, Rocco is definitely the person to talk to. And I'm just amazed each week, you know, learning all the, I mean, I have just such a different view on, you know, how this whole process works, you know, and how important it is to have all of those components. I mean, if you're not doing like that newsletter that you had sent out, or a news flash about,
cardio and weight loss.
Yes. I said that to Daryl.
2 weeks in a row, I asked you the question. You got it wrong, right? This week I'll ask you again, right? So what's more effective at losing fat?
Cardio.
Oh. It's not.
No. I'm saying it wrong. It's the calisthenics.
Yes, the weight training. Yeah,
weight training.
Correct.
Yes. I was saying, but I wasn't saying the right thing.
But
no,
that's,
yes,
but yeah,
yes.
You keyed in on that little conversation, and there was a lot of back and forth. You know, somebody had also posted that, geez, all along I thought I was doing the right thing. And,
right.
And I'm not saying that cardio isn't
exactly
a way of losing calories, but if you take a look at the energy cost of that calorie or that modality of exercise, it's not worth the time to try to do it through aerobics alone or cardiovascular exercise alone. You have to incorporate weight training to increase
exactly
lean muscle mass, and you also have to put in the right amount of calories so that you have a good balance of all of those modalities working for you at the same time,
exactly,
with the synergy of all those things. And that's what we do at Integrity, is we try to teach you all the things to do right. It isn't one thing. It's all the things that's the one thing.
Exactly.
Exactly. So. And it's just, I just have a whole different view on it all. But
it's an educational process, and most people think that they can just go ahead and join a gym, and year after year we watch this process happen and people continue to fail after, you know, 4 to 5 weeks, and they've paid for a year's worth of membership, and they do it consistently every New Year's because they have the resolutions to get healthy. But the problem is they don't have a plan. And at Integrity, we design that plan. So we say, here's your roadmap, and you become accountable to that roadmap. And if you follow that roadmap, eventually you're going to get to your destination, because we are the GPS for better health.
Rocco, I have a question for you. Do you coach men?
We,
I know, not there.
Not formally in our licensed Easy Coach locations across the country. Most of them are co-ed, but there are times when we have a client that may come in, that a husband or brother or another family member may have a health issue. And what I will do is I will put together a program for them, either at their home, or if they work out a particular fitness center, I will design a plan for them at their fitness center.
Oh, okay.
So they can still follow kind of the Integrity process.
Oh, all right. Well, that's good to know.
That's very good to know.
Yeah. Because even like, even my husband, he's lost a lot of weight. He did it by the banning and stuff like that, but he still doesn't have the strength. He doesn't, you know, and like I said, he's always eating cookies. So, I mean, but if we can take that and turn it all around, I mean, we'll all be better for it.
It's because when we talk about the segment called Think Healthy, he's not thinking healthy right now. And even though the last component in our seven components is the mind-body connection, it's the most important one, because we have to figure out a way to empower somebody by saying, here's a different way of thinking, and will you choose to think that way? Because the purpose of that way of thinking is going to get you to feeling like A, B, and C. And once you draw that picture of what the results or the end product will be for the individual, and they want that, then it's easier for them to get there, versus like, well, why am I having cookies? Versus, if you don't know the difference, why would you change?
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Makes sense.
Now, I have a question. When I was there on Saturday doing my workout, you know, when there's like a few girls in there, I mean, I have like my, you know, the order. Does it matter what order you do your machines in?
Yes and no. The routines, when I built them, were set up to do larger muscle groups to smaller muscle groups, so that the fatigue factor as you're going through the exercises you'll be able to make it through a lot easier. In other words, if you fatigue a smaller muscle, say you go and you do your preacher bicep curl, you're going to fatigue your biceps. Well, you also need your biceps when you're doing that lat pull down machine. Well, those are because your biceps are already pre-fatigued, you won't do as well on the lat pull-down machine because you fatigue part of the muscles that are synergistic to the movement of the lat pull-down.
Okay, I understand. So yes and no.
Yes and no. I mean, during the early stages, it's okay, but you really want to go in the order.
Kind of go in the order. Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. We learn something new every week, and it's great. Lori, thank you for taking the time to come.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, very much.
And so, congratulations on the transformation you've done for yourself and your family.
Yes, you've done
a
great job.
Yeah, very much.
And remember, all you guys out there in Radio Land, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy?
Beautiful. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back with Go Juice Bistro and Juice Bar in Hillsboro. We'll be right back.